This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'hdihi wa nasta'gfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد أيها الأحبة في الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل الطبراني collected in his صحيح from the hadith of أبي طويل ابن شطب الممدود رضي الله عنه that he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said to him يا رسول الله ما تقول في رجل لم يترك حاجة ولا داجة أي لم يترك صغيرة ولا كبيرة من الذنوب إلا واقترفها ولو وزعت ذنوبه على أهل الأرض لأهلكتهم. So O Messenger of Allah, what do you say about a man who has committed all types of sins, minor and major? He has never left any sin except he committed such a sin. And if his sins were to be distributed amongst mankind, it will destroy them. فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أتشهد أن لا إله إلا الله؟ Do you bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah? And the man said, yes, نعم. قال أتشهد أني رسول الله؟ And he said, do you bear witness that I am the messenger of Allah? فقال رجل نعم. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذن يبدلك الله هذه السيئات بحسنات. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace your record of bad deeds with a record of good deeds. فقال الرجل وغدراتي وفجراتي. I have betrayed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. I've committed all types of sins. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah will forgive you. فَوَلَّ الرَّجُلُ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So the man turned away saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, if you go through the Quran, you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided people into two types. When you read Surah 49, Surah Al-Hujurat, ayah number 11. Towards the end of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ And as for those who do not turn back to Allah in repentance and seek His forgiveness, they are zalimun. They are transgressors. They are oppressors. So people are two types, ta'ibun or zalimun. And I'm sure if I were to ask all of you, which one would you like to be? Amongst the ta'ibun or the zalimun? I know the answer. All of us would like to be amongst the ta'ibun. And this is why this khutbah is going to be answering seven questions. Five of them in the first khutbah and two in the second khutbah. In the first khutbah, we'll answer question number one, ما هي التوبة? What's repentance? Question number two, من الذي ينبغي أن يتوب? Who should make توبة? Question number three, مما أتوب? What should I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness? What type of repentance? What type of sins should I make tawbah? Next question. Tell me, what are the types of sins? Next question. What are the conditions I have to fulfill to make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept my tawbah? And the fifth question in the first khutbah would be, what type of tawbah does Allah expect from us? In the second khutbah, we'll be answering two questions. Are there stories of people who have gone to the extreme in committing all types of sins, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted them when they turned back to Him? And the last question would be, when should I make tawbah? Let's start with the first question. What's tawbah? Tawbah, linguistically speaking, when I say taba, it means ada. It means to go back. But technically speaking, it means to go back to Allah and admit one's sins and ask Allah for forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we feel doomed. Sometimes we feel all the doors are closed. Even if you turn to your own parents, they will shut the door in front of your face. Your family members, your brothers, your sisters, your friends. But you know what? There's one door that's open 24/7. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Dhariyat, Surah number 51, Ayah number 50, Allah said, there's one door open 24/7. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. When all the doors are closed, the door to Allah is open. You can go back to Him anytime and He will never send you back. So this is question number one. What's tawbah? Next question. Who should make tawbah? من الذي ينبغي أن يتوب? You might say, I'm a good Muslim, alhamdulillah. I pray 5 times. I fast on Ramadan. I give my zakah. I give lots of sadaqah. I've been to Hajj and Umrah. Do you think I should make tawbah? I'm not going to answer you. I'll let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger answer this question. Let's see who should make tawbah. The answer comes in the Quran, in Surah An-Nur, Surah number 24, Ayah number 31. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the believers 89 times in the Quran by saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. When Allah says this, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, Ir'iha sam'ak wa qalbak. Listen attentively, not only with your ears, but with your heart. Because after Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, Allah will command you to do something or will prohibit you from doing something. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts in the imperative move. Allah is starting with a command by saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Na'am ya Rabb. Yes Allah, I'm all ears. Tubu ila Allah. Turn back to Allah in repentance. Go back to Allah. Acknowledge your sins and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Who? Allah says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. I'm correcting myself. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And turn back to Allah in repentance. And Allah said, جَمِيعًا. What's جَمِيعًا in the Arabic language? All of you. No exception. No exception. Who should make tawbah? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُونَ? All you Muslims? No. What do you expect? Who should make tawbah? Ayyuhal mudhnibun? All you sinful people? No. Ayyuhal kafirun? All you disbelievers? No. Ayyuhal munafiqun? O you hypocrites? No. He didn't even say, Ayyuhal Muslimun. What did he say? وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And turn back to Allah in repentance, all of you. Ayyuhal Mu'minun. O you believers. Allah took it to the next level. Not al-Muslimun, no, those who upgraded to al-Mu'minun. If a true believer needs to make tawbah, what about a layman Muslim like me? So who should make tawbah? True believers. Let's go back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What did he say? He said, "Kullu ibn Adam khata." All the children of Adam are in a constant state of committing sins. He didn't say khata or mukhta. They commit a sin or two. No, khata. Sighat mubalagha. That's the bad news. No exception. But the good news is the second part of the hadith. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. And the best amongst those who are in a constant state of committing sins are those who are in a constant state of turning back to Allah, acknowledging their sins, seeking His forgiveness, and repenting. Guess what? It's narrated by Abu Hurairah, collected by Muslim, rahimahullah, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is sitting with the Sahaba and he said to them, "Tubu ila Allahi wastaghfiru." He's talking to the Sahaba, not to us. Turn back to Allah in repentance and ask Him for forgiveness. فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُهُ فِي الْيَوْمِ الْوَاحِدِ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةِ وَفِي رِوَيَا مِئَةِ مَرَّةِ. The Prophet ﷺ is saying to them, I myself turn back to Allah in repentance in one day. In one day, 70 times. Another narration, 100 times. Who am I compared to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So now we answer the two questions. Who should make tawbah? All of us. Now we know what's tawbah. We know who should make tawbah. Third question. Mimma atu. What should I make tawbah of? As-saghair wal-kabair. Minor sins and major sins. What's a minor sin and what's a major sin? I don't have time to cover this. But basically, a major sin in the Quran. Always, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. When Allah talks about people and He promises them severe punishment, when Allah is angry with them, this is a major sin. Other than this, it's a minor sin. The good news, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah in both Muslim and Bukhari, he said, As-salatu ila as-salah, kaffaratu lima baynahum, wal-jumu'a ila al-jumu'a, wa ramadan ila ramadan, kaffaratu lima baynahum, ma lam tughsha al-kabair. When you commit a minor sin, Allah will forgive that sin between one salah and the following salah, between one jumu'a and the following jumu'a, between one Ramadan and the following Ramadan. Allah will forgive all the minor sins as long as you stay away from major sins, because they need a special tawbah with certain conditions. There are major sins that we commit on a daily basis, but we're not aware of them. I'll just give you two examples. After a very powerful khutbah, we step out of the masjid and we start committing one of them. What is it? Ghiba. Backbiting. Slandering. You start talking about a brother who was just standing next to you in salah. And you talk about him. Look at this brother. The way he's dressed. The way his hair cut. The way he behaves. Brother, why don't you talk to him? That's what we need to learn. Talk to me, don't talk about me. Because talking about me is a major sin. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hujurat, Surah 49. Ayat from 8 to 12. Allah is talking about major sins. But he ends with one of them. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Do not backbite one another. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Do not backbite one another, because the punishment will be, you will be brought on the day of judgment, and Allah will bring the dead body of your brother and He will command you to eat out of that. You wouldn't like to do that. Lying. We lie every day. We take it lightly. We even say, it's a white lie, brother. But the Prophet ﷺ was asked, أَيَكُونُ الْمُؤْمِنُ جَبَانًا? Would a believer be cowardly? قَلَ نَعْمُ. He said, yes. أَيَكُونُ الْمُؤْمِنُ بَخِيلًا? Would a believer be miserly or cheap? He said, yes. نَعْمُ. But when he was asked, أَيَكُونُ الْمُؤْمِنُ كَذَّابًا? Would a believer be a liar? He said, no. قَلَ لَا. So, stay away from minor sins and major sins. Next question. What are the conditions that I have to fulfill to make sure that Allah will accept my tawbah? I know what's tawbah. I know that I'm not excluded. Even if I'm a true believer, I need to make tawbah. I know I should make tawbah from minor sins and major sins. But tell me the conditions. There are four conditions. Three relating to Allah, and one relating to your fellow human beings. As for the three relating to Allah, number one, al-iqla' al-dhamb. Quit the sin. And when you quit the sin only for the sake of Allah. What do you mean? Can I quit the sin for the sake of people? Yes. When you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, stop drinking, because you're devastating your liver, you're going to stop drinking. Not because it's haram, but because you're going to die. So you're not making tawbah to please Allah. You want to live. But when you make tawbah, you stop drinking, you stop backbiting, you stop lying, because it's haram. And you're doing this to please Allah. Number two, an-nadam, regret. That feeling of remorse, that you have transgressed the limits of Allah. Good news. In Muslim Imam Ahmad, the Prophet ﷺ said, "At-ta'ibu min al-dhanb kama la dhanba lah." When you repent, you are sinless. You have a new slate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. He also said, "An-nadamu tawbah." That feeling of regret, that feeling of remorse in itself is tawbah, is repentance. Third condition, al-azm al-akid ala adam al-awda ila al-dhanb marratan ukhra. You have to have a strong resolve and a strong determination that you're not going to go back and commit that same sin again. But how can you do this? Check out what makes you commit that sin. Bad friends, change them. Bad neighborhood, change it. You know the man who killed 100 people and he wanted to make tawbah. First thing he said, اترك قومك فإنهم قوم سوء. Change your neighborhood. Change your friends. Even if you feel weak at home when you're surfing the net by yourself and you commit a sin, don't do it. Take your laptop out in the living room so everybody can see you. So these are the three relating to Allah, if you want Allah to accept your tawbah. As for the one relating to people, it's called رَدِّ الْمَظَالِمِ وَاسْتِبْرَاءِ الذِّمَمِ. Restitution of rights. Give rights back to people, whatever you have taken from them. And ask people to forgive you before it's too late. Allah forgives when it comes to His rights, but Allah will never forgive when it comes to the rights of people. And rights are two types, tangible rights and abstract rights. Meaning, you could have taken money, you could have borrowed something and you never gave it back. That's something tangible, give it back. It could be you have backbited someone, you slandered someone, you need to go and ask them for forgiveness. This is Ramadan. What's the ultimate goal of Ramadan? اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. That's what you need to know. We ask Allah, oh Allah, you're the one who loves to forgive and erase the sins. That's the meaning of al-afu. Oh Allah, forgive us and erase our sins. You need to do the same thing. Forgive your brothers and forget about the sins. You know, when you ask Allah for forgiveness and you are sincere about it, you know what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this beautiful scene in Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, Ayah 135. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. The true believers, the muttaqeen, the fruit of Ramadan. If you watch out, then Allah can see you and Allah can hear you. Allah said, those muttaqeen, if they commit a sin, and when they wrong themselves, they remember Allah. So they turn back to Him in repentance and ask Him for forgiveness. Who else other than Allah will forgive us? No one. You know when you say astaghfirullah from your heart? The Prophet ﷺ told us, when you say astaghfirullah from the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds by saying to the angels, Ya malaikati, alima abdi anna lahu rabban yu'akhidu bidhamm, ushidukum anni qad ghafartu lah. Oh my angels, my slave is seeking my forgiveness because he knows that he has a Lord who will hold him or her accountable for their sins. Bear witness, my angels, I have forgiven him or her. I will conclude the first khutbah with the last question. What type of tawbah does Allah expect from us? I'm not going to say, does Allah need from us? Does Allah want from us? Allah is in need of no one. Allah is a samad. Al-kullu yasmudu ilayhi fil hajat. وَهُوَ الْغَنِيُّ عَنْ خَلْقِهِ فَلَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ أَحَدٍ. He is the one to whom all the creation resort at times of need, but he's in no need of his creation, even though he's waiting for you to go back and repent. So what type of tawbah does Allah expect from us? Go to Surah Al-Munafiqun, Surah number 63, Ayah number 8. Allah answers this question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu.
Allah is calling the true believers. It's a call for you.
Ya Rab, na'am, I'm all ears. Tubu ila Allah tawbatan nasuha.
Turn back to Allah. What type of tawbah? He said, tawbah al-nasuha. What does that mean? يقول العرب, نصحت العسل إذا نقيته من جميع الشوائب. When the Arabs say, I purify the honey, it means I make sure it has no waste, no residue. As if Allah is saying, when you make tawbah, make sure that you do tawbah only to please Allah. اللهم ارزقنا توبة قبل الموت. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد أيها الأحبة في الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. And quickly I'm going to answer the last two questions. Are there stories of people who have committed all types of sins, and Allah accepted them when they turned back to Him. Remember the story that I started the first khutbah with. And I'm going to share only one for now. A group of mushrikeen, according to Sahih Muslim, came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, "O Muhammad, we love that which you advocate. But you know what? We have committed all types of major sins, let alone the minor sins. If we accept Islam, is there expiation for our sins?" And the Prophet ﷺ had no answer. But Allah answered them with the Quran that's recited till the Day of Judgment. Listen to these two ayat. These are the two most hopeful ayat in the Quran. One in Surah 39, Surah Az-Zumar. And one in Surah Al-Furqan, Surah 25. As for the one in Surah Az-Zumar, 39, ayah number 53. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered these people, the mushrikeen. Look how Allah addressed them. Allah said, "Qul," O Muhammad, say to them, "Qul ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu." Allah lam yaqul adnabu. O Muhammad, say to my slaves, not who committed one sin, no, who have gone to the extreme in committing all types of sins. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Indeed, Allah forgives all types of sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, He is the all-forgiving, the all-merciful. But what do we need to do? وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Do not procrastinate. Turn back to Allah now. And the other most hopeful ayat are in Surah Al-Furqan, Surah number 25, ayat 68 through 70. Allah mentioned the major sins, the biggest sins amongst the major sins. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ. Shirk. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Killing. ولا يزنون. Adultery. ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما. Whoever commits such sins, they will receive severe punishment. يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا. He will be for eternity in hellfire and he will be humiliated. But look at the most hopeful ayah in the Quran. إلا من تاب. Except for those who repent, وآمن, and they believe in the promise of Allah, وعمل عملا صالحا, and they start doing righteous deeds. What's waiting for them? فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات. Not only will Allah forgive their sins, but Allah will replace the record of bad deeds with a record of good deeds. Imagine the speaker today is the worst person amongst you. If I have committed 5 million sins and I repent now, they will be replaced with 5 million good deeds. After this offer, will you procrastinate tawbah? And I will conclude with this beautiful hadith by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. In Sahih al-Bukhari, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala سوف يدني العبد يوم القيامة ويسدل عليه ستره حتى لا يفضحه فيقول عبدي تذكر ذنب كذا يوم كذا تذكر ذنب كذا يوم كذا تذكر ذنب كذا يوم كذا حتى يظن العبد أنه قد هلك فيقول المولى عز وجل سترتها عليك في الدنيا وهانذا أغفرها لك اليوم. Allah will bring every individual of us in front of Him and He will cover him in order not to be disgraced. And He will remind you and me, my slave, my servant, do you remember that sin that you committed that day? And he will say, yes, Allah. And he will say, do you remember that sin you committed that day? Yes, Allah. Yes, Allah. Until we feel we are doomed. Then Allah is going to say,
I have covered you in the dunya. I never embarrassed you. And I will forgive you today. That's what Allah is keeping for us. Brothers and sisters, this is the last Friday of Ramadan. And we all need to go to Jannah. And before we go to Jannah, we need to be purified. And one of the best things you can do to purify yourself, when Allah mentioned the people of Jannah in Ayah 133 in Surah Ali Imran, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Race! Compete with one another to the forgiveness of Allah. وَجَنَّةٍ. And for paradise. عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. The expanse of which is equal to the heavens and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It's ready for المتقين. And the first quality of المتقين, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Those who spin in thick and thin, when they have lots of money and when they have little money. There's a form outside. Do not miss out. I know all of you are waiting for the 27th, but wallahi, 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 tomorrow sometimes never come. Give something today. This is the last Jummah. And you have a form outside. Catch Laylatul Qadr. You never know. This could be our last day. Allahumma la tada'a lana dhanban illa ghafarta. ولا عيب إلا سترته ولا مريض إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا ولنا صلاحا إلا يسرتها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم تقبل أعمالنا, تقبل ركوعنا وسجودنا وقيامنا. اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر, اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر, اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم ارزقنا توبة قبل الموت وشهادة عند الموت وجنة ونعيما بعد الموت. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم, واستغفروه وأقم الصلاة.